Hello, everyone. Thanks for being here for the this non-scheduled meeting, emergency meeting. We've invited Blake Jameson to be here. We have went out for a contract for services, immediate services needed to do our payroll and office work, bookkeeping, etc. And he's presented a contract that we have both presented to the board recently and then sent to our attorney. There's been some changes made. Blake has been gracious enough to follow through with everything. In our regular board meetings, we would have the Pledge of Allegiance, but obviously we're virtual, so we won't have that. But if it's okay, Tammy, I'll call roll.
Yes, please.
Tammy Height.
Present.
Carol Van Wert. Carol Van Wert. Ray Bottenberg.
Here.
I do have two excused absences, one from Pete Guthrod, he is working, and from Harry Cooley, who is out at a scout camp and he does not have service. Carol, can we try one more time to see if we can get you here? You're unmuted on my end. Maybe it's volume on yours.
Saw her unmute on my end as well. I see her in chat. She chatted that.
Oh, she says, I'm here. Perfect. Way to go, Carol. Okay. Yes, we have a quorum, Madam President.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and turn the meeting over to Chief Thomas then to give us the presentation.
Okay. Thank you, Tammy, and everyone, and I appreciate you being here. I know your time's valuable, so I'll keep it short. This contract, we did have a lengthy discussion about it. Last board meeting, regular scheduled board meeting, and our board asked that we make some changes. So changes were made. I presented those to Eileen. She made some additional changes that we and she agreed with the format. She sent it back to us, and Blake did agree to some of the to the changes themselves. And here we are. So I would like to present. The changes have been met that you've asked for. I want to see if anyone had any additional questions for Blake. I know that Carol did have a question about A, and I can't remember what she said. And I believe it was in the Appendix A area. Carol, if you could send us a chat, that would be great. Yeah, there we go. Exhibit A, only question was the expanded to include some wording about actual processing the payroll. We did talk about that, right, Blake? It's in there, yeah. Right?
Let's see. I don't know, because I know it's, here we go.
I know it says payroll in there somewhere. I just don't have it.
Oh,
I remember what Carol was asking me last time too, is want to be very specific about the payroll function being met. And then it was supposed to be expanded upon in A. Yeah, bullet five, she says.
Okay, sorry. I was looking at the second page of Exhibit A. I was like, I know it's on here. Yes, so bullet five. So I believe that was suggested and a recommendation was added. I know on the current bullet five, it says consultant is to perform the data entry and benefits administration of all timesheets for client staff members as necessary to process payroll. So I don't know if there's
specific... No, I think, I'm sorry. Carol, do you have the latest version? I emailed it yesterday. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. Are you okay? Or you're not okay with the way bullet five reads then? What would you like for it to say? Oh, crap. Those notes are on my desk too. Oh, my God. I thought I was, you know what?
I think one of the things that we were talking about with that was just clarification. And I don't know if this is all of it, but clarification about filing the tax, the quarterly tax returns and for payroll taxes and that kind of stuff to make sure that was all inclusive of the payroll. I remember that was one of the discussions.
Yes, I do remember that. And I believe, I'm pretty sure we addressed it. I just don't know why. Darn it.
I thought we did too. When I looked at it, I thought there was something in there talking about all quarterly reports or all.
Yeah, no, there definitely is there. Yeah.
And I know that I added to the second bullet point, I added additional reports that were requested. I don't know if there's something beyond. I know that payroll deposit reports. I know I added the profit loss percentage reports. That was a big one. But I can add 1, 2, 3, 4 under 5 additional language right now if we want to just clarify something specific.
All right, Carol's got a chat. Let me see. Okay. That is it. That is in bullet 2. Yes.
Yeah.
So you agree with that?
Yeah, I added the payroll deposit reports to bullet 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That's right, Blake. I'm sorry because I remember that when we talked about it, you did have to move some things around based on the format too. And then Eileen came through and then we adjusted in those areas, which didn't affect really anything that we'd already agreed upon. It was wording.
Yeah, and I added that to bullet 2 versus 5 just so it was a little bit more organized. So that way.
Yeah, and Carol wrote, she does not have the original in front of her. I don't have the original in front of me. Is the as necessary to process payroll the added verbiage? Question mark. Because we were talking about doing the taxes, the payroll. What the heck was it? I know we said that.
Time sheets.
Yeah.
For client staff members.
She says she's going to mute her computer, call in on her phone. That's so cool.
What I can do is I'm trying to think about just because I know it, I know where she's going with this. It's just that as necessary to process payroll part, and it doesn't sound as direct. It doesn't.
It's not very specific. All right, let me see. Here's Carol.
Yeah, now. It doesn't really say, you know, consultant is going to process right. Payroll. So I can change just that as necessary to. So consultant shall utilize QuickBooks Payroll to perform the data entry and benefits administration of all timesheets for client staff members.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Yay.
Yep. Don't know what was wrong with my computer.
Well, it's okay. We were doing well with chatting.
I can take a hint. So that was my only question, was expanding that to show that we're doing more than data entry. We're actually going to cut checks and pay the people.
Yeah, we have that in there. I'm 99% sure.
So
you wanted to be more specific. I see what you're saying.
So let's see. So I'm, what I will do is change it from consultant shall utilize QuickBooks payroll. I'm going to say consultant shall process payroll. Shall process payroll.
Utilizing QuickBooks payroll.
Utilizing QuickBooks. UTMZING. QuickBooks payroll to perform the data entry and benefits administration of all timesheets for client staff members as necessary to
as necessary. I think you're saying the same thing.
I was like, I know what her brains were thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
It's just, it's getting a little redundant, but as long as it's as necessary, so we know that all the aspects of payroll will be covered.
Okay. Yeah. I want to make sure that, cause I'm comfortable with, however, I just want to make sure that it reads to you.
Okay.
Blake, how about with Tammy's, as necessary to process all aspects of payroll.
Necessary.
Right at the end. To process all aspects of payroll.
What do you think? So I started it with consultant shall process payroll. So instead of using process again,
take it back to the original bullet where you had it.
Okay.
And then go to the end of the sentence and change it to as necessary to process all aspects of payroll.
Okay. So I'm going back. Here we go. Okay, there we go. Making sure that I didn't accidentally leave something like I did last time, or I deleted I didn't fully delete. Utilize QuickBooks payroll to perform the data entry and benefits administration of all timesheets for client staff members is necessary to process all aspects of payroll. Okay.
Perfect. That sounds great.
All right. Yeah, perfect. Well, there was nothing, I'm perfectly happy with where everything is. So unless there was anything else on your end, any other questions or concerns?
So was the attorney's comment about the CFO function addressed?
Yeah, I spoke to her specifically about it and she didn't realize, and it was on my part, I only sent over a 2-paragraph explanation of what we were wanting. And I was very specific about, not only they have to have access, but you also will have to make decisions with us as being a member of our organization of some type. And she was like, no, that doesn't need to occur because he's just a bookkeeper. I was like, well, wait, there's more than this going on. And I had explained to her that he's going to have access to taxes, payroll information, everything that's that we would have an office admin person doing. So then she understood at that point. She says, oh, we're okay with it.
Okay. And two things kind of adding to that too is, with the CFO title, the reason why, I suggested that was that's a very commonly outsourced pseudo position. You very frequently see a CFO being outsourced as a contract position, whereas, Les and I kind of went back and forth on different titles and I just wanted to stay consistent. So it didn't raise kind of any questions. And then on the bookkeeping part, with this being quote unquote a bookkeeping contract, that was actually for insurance purposes. After talking to my broker to make sure that we have a contract that actually uses the same language that's consistent with what my insurer defines these duties as. So that's where you see, the bookkeeping there is because that's their definition of what I'm doing under this contract. So just that was an insurance thing.
Right. Does that answer your question, brother?
Yes.
Thank you. We've noticed too, I've talked to several fire chiefs in the area, that a lot of this is starting to happen across the United States, to where a lot of items are being outsourced at a cheaper rate. So it's actually helping us out a lot.
Yeah. Does, I guess, do my board members have any other questions?
I'm good.
No?
No.
Okay. I would like to make a motion that we accept the contract as, and with all changes we have agreed upon. Also, we authorize Chief Thomas to sign the contract as presented.
I'd second.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? Ray, do you have any issues with that?
No.
Okay. Then I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, motion carries. So we'll just kind of let you go with it then, Chief, and get it signed and get it rolling.
Will do. Blake, are we still planning on meeting Thursday? Do you remember?
Well, so yeah, my intention was to still meet this week.
Okay.
Is Friday an option?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I was just, you had sent me a list. Angie sent me some stuff. It'll give me more time. I'm glad you're saying Friday so I can get all this stuff together. But I was able to speak to Susan, and I do have her passwords and everything. So that took a little brick off me, man. I've been freaked out about that because Christy ghosted us, man. I haven't heard from her.
I have
nothing. It's just par for the course. But anyway, is anyone else from the board have any more questions before we in the meeting, President?
I just want to make a statement if I could, and I just want to thank Blake for jumping in when we were in our time of need and working with us, you know, really hard to put this together as quickly. And I think, you know, I think it's going to be a great step for us, and it's a big step because it's definitely stepping outside the box from where we've been. But I'm excited to go forward with this, and I think it'll be a really good positive move.
I do too. I echo that. Thank you.
No, and I appreciate, you know, the trust of each of you. This contract piece was a little bit weird. Sorry, I've never done this before. So wasn't exactly sure as to how, you know, to word this contract. And so, you know, I appreciate your graciousness here and patience while, you know, we kind of work this out, but you know, it'll be trial and error, but I know that we will be very successful with this. So,
yeah.
Well, Blake, just give me a call or text me this week what time you want to meet and how long, because we can knock this out. I'll get everything that I can in order. I literally sit at the airport and made 4 pages of what I have to get done. So,
I am sending you the completed contract with the accepted changes now via Adobe Sign. So you'll
get okay. That. Okay. I'll get it signed and back to you either this evening or first thing in the morning.
Depending on what time you guys decide to meet, Chief, and how I'm feeling, if I can round up a chauffeur, I may try to pop down for a few minutes just to lay eyes on it. There.
Heck yeah. I can even
no promises, because it's a little rough at times.
Well, you just let me know. I can come get you, whatever.
Well, I think tomorrow's Cody's last day, so he'll be off on Friday. I just don't know exactly what he all has on the schedule for Friday. Okay. So I may get him to just bust down or something.
Just let me know.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Do we have a motion to end the meeting, Madam President?
I motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. We are adjourned.
Meeting done at 8:34 p.m. Thanks, everyone.
Night, everyone.
Thank you. Sorry again.
No, I'm sorry. Bye.
Bye-bye.